You're not dead. You're just on a spaceship. All right, so there was an object, a very large object in the sky, and it took your friends and left trash.
Yes.
People, why have you been removed from Zintros?
It's temporary.
Tiny little robots that are going to be in the air and in the atmosphere.
Do you think that'll be a system shock for residents of Zintros?
That feels very sinister and I do not trust it.
We will finish making the technology necessary, and Octocoon will know all, and all will know Octocoon. This ship doesn't know how to do vampires. Now, whatever caused the spell is in the far north of Cinteros, communing with the Megans.
I think perhaps frozen place is our best bet.
Okay, so Crow and Tana, you managed to go to what was described to you as a cold place, which would align with where dragons live. You reemerge on the planet's surface in a circle made of stone. It looks like a pretty much like a barren wasteland in a mountain valley. There's snow lightly falling. It's windy. It's pretty cold. Y'all are both vampires, so no worries about the cold, but it is cold.
Yeah, we kind of got around all of the environmental implications by just being like, fuck you, we're vampires.
All you had to do was just be fucking dead.
It's so easy. Just
Megan's die.
It's so easy and it's so free. Die.
Well, it's fully been Tana's vibe this whole game, though. It's like,
it's so hot. Easy, just, it's yeah. Ready.
It's being fucking dead.
It's Little Caesar's pretzel crust. This is an advertised podcast.
Be dead.
We got a sponsor, guys.
The sponsor? Death, destroyer of worlds.
Crow didn't get to be alive in the first place. He's been dead.
Crow was born dead.
Yeah, and the rest is drag. Anyway, so we're in this cold place and it's snowing and we're on a circle of stone.
Yep, it's a pretty standard transportation circle. Like, you recognize it. There's some, like, you know, familiar runes. It's the exact way you're supposed to do. You're transported to a transportation circle at the location you selected.
Okay, what's the vibe? If I look around, does it look like there's anybody else anywhere visible?
Yeah, roll investigate.
I can roll investigate.
Help with that.
You can.
Well, that's a plus 6 for me.
Okie doke. 6? That'll fucking do it. So you wanted to know if you see anything around?
Yeah, is there any sign of civilization or people?
You don't see signs of humanoids. No.
Interesting. About animals and other creatures.
Yep. There is some like, you know, scrubby tundra plant life around you. And you can see in the distance a herd of what looks like reindeer or like elk-like creatures. You also notice as you look up to the mountains around you, you can see what you'd assume are openings to caves or cave systems. You can hear a low rumbling coming from, guessing from where the sun is in the sky north of you, but you do not see dragons or any living creatures besides the elk.
And the low rumbling, does it seem like it's coming from, does it seem like there's a cave there or a mountain? Or
You personally, as someone who grew up in a mountainous region, probably know what an avalanche sounds like, so you know it's not that. It does sound more like a growl. It sounds echoey, like it's from a distance away.
I hear a low rumbling sound coming from what I think is the knoll.
So, my first instinct is to not go towards that. It's to keep us safe. To find shelter, food, water, which is we've got snow. That's, you drink snow? I don't know how. I've never seen snow. I don't know how snow works.
Tana, we are both vampires.
I keep forgetting about that.
You can go drink an elk if you'd like.
Well, if you recall, Tana, I know that you would like to put safety first. However, I must remind you that the notes
that we found the civilization on our very first day of this investigation did mention a dragon in the north. Or the south. The south would have also been fine, but we happen to be in the north.
So you're proposing going towards the ominous rumbling noise in the north. I just want to get that. Okay. Well, shall we put it to a vote?
There are two of us.
Fuck.
Right. If I may, we have found that the investigation we were pursuing has maybe not the most ideal outcome in that we don't like what he was talking about. Correct.
We do not like what he was talking about.
Yes. And
especially the pollution shit. That's...
Yes.
I mean, it's all pretty bad, but that's, like also bad. I don't want to say it's the worst because it's not the worst, but it's pretty bad.
Dumping garbage on other people's land and putting robots into the air. Not great. It is all not very ideal. And perhaps if we follow the notes that we found and investigate those occurrences before Pokin and those worshipping the Octocoon are able to, then it is possible we can get the upper hand in defeating them. Although we would be fighting against a god or two gods at the very least, inevitably, but with the power of knowledge on our side, we will be unstoppable.
Knowledge and taking shit from them. That is some excellent insight. You're really smart.
Thank you. And we can... There are those elk. I'm vegan, but if you would like a snack, there are elk.
Did I say Tana drinks animal blood, or is she chilling with the vegan replacements?
You have not specified what Tana's dietary preferences are. Like, frankly, at this point, for all we know, Tana is just eating people.
I
thought animals was the vegan option. Or is it the
Crow's family has developed a strain of vegetables.
Yeah, there's a 1,000-year-old noble vampire family who are also beet farmers.
They're like, isolation did not jive with having to actually go find living things to eat.
Yeah, it's too much work.
I understand. Take an elk for the road.
I'm gonna have you roll fight.
Yeah.
I'm gonna roll athletics for the elk. I'm gonna give them a +2 because they're fucking elk.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, but this is a prey animal.
It is a prey animal.
Elk are still pretty freaking huge.
Yeah, no, I know that. Yeah. Yeah, elk are really big.
I rolled a 2.
I rolled a -2. This elk beats the shit.
Oh no.
It steps on you on its way as it starts running away, and the entire herd goes with it, heading in the opposite direction of the dragon rumbles.
That's on me. I've never done that before. Let's go to the dragon.
Can I roll resources to see if I have like a cask of borscht so I can be like Tana's faithful Saint Bernard?
No, you can't because you rolled resources on the ship to see if you had borscht.
Did I?
Trying to get around.
No, that. I rolled to see if they had borscht.
You did. Okay. Yeah. No. Yeah. That is what happened. We'll let you roll resources. Roll me like a 4 and you can have some borscht.
Roll 4
and
borscht.
I got a 4!
You remember, you recall after watching Tana like get almost fucking trampled by a fucking, you know, giant deer situation that you do have like a thermos of borscht.
Crow holds out the thermos of borscht as if he is a beggar asking for bread, but he's trying to just get Tana to take his fucking borscht so that doesn't happen again.
I take it and I go, your kindness will not go unrepaid.
Oh no, I am actively paying you back all the time.
It sounds so stressful to be Crow.
I will never not be in your debt.
Let's
Everything I do for you is an apology. Let's go.
Y'all gonna head towards the rumbles, or y'all still have other plans?
Oh, we're going to the Rumble.
It's Rumble's time.
It's just ready to Rumble.
Crow, you're able to keep an ear on it and follow a decently direct path. It is still going to take you some time because you are still traversing an unknown mountainous distance. So with the six, let me take my chart. You're going to take about 2 hours to get there.
I know some traveling songs keep us entertained. Down by the bay where the watermelons grow.
And we're going to hard cut to Vega.
I don't think it's going any better for Vega. Vega is also traveling.
Yeah. Yeah, Vega, where we left you, you were on the mountaintop of Team A. You've just received the vision of dragons and like this like mental image of like a path to get there. However, you do know that would take you several weeks of just traversing the land. However, as you make your way down the mountain, you notice something out in the water. If you want to roll notice for me real quick.
Let's see if notice is a thing in Vega's cards today. Oh, yeah, look at that. +3.
You look out of the water and you see what appears to be a metal boat. And you don't know a ton about boats, but you're pretty sure they aren't supposed to look like that. They shouldn't just look like a bunch of shit stuck together. But this boat looks like a bunch of, like, you know, things just welded and, like, nailed together that is somehow floating with a familiar-looking shack on top.
Oh my god.
As you approach the beach, it's sailing pretty close to the shoreline. You can see that it says on the outside of that shack on top of this nightmare of a raft, Echo.
Vega is going to quickly skedaddle over to the shack quick and run up to the shack door and knock.
Oh dear, the door's always open. Come on in.
Vega cracks open the door. Hello. He's a mechanical man, right? Or is it a
Is a similar looking mechanical, you know, robot, androgynous robot, hovering above the floor of this gently rocking on the water shack. You can see a 40 on their, like, right shoulder area.
Is it the same one or a different one?
It is a different one. The last Echo you saw was Echo 72.
Also, the last Echo you saw was definitely, like, a beach surfer voice, and that was not this.
And this Echo is labeled Echo 40.
Hey, when are we going to meet Echo 69?
Nice.
Nice.
If someone rolls a +8 this session, then the next Echo can be Echo 69.
Let's go!
Okay, I just need to roll lore. Anyway, continue. Okay.
You need to come up with excuses to ask about things.
I just need the magic.
Yay. Okay. Yeah, okay. So I have dropped in the chat the link to the spreadsheet where you can find the things in Echo Shop. Reminder how Echo Shop works is you'll roll resources to see if you can afford Echo's asking price. You get one roll per visit.
Okay.
You are allowed to try to barter with Echo to get prices down, but you only get one resource roll per visit.
That is how I ended up with this lovely car.
Yes, you do. As you like, there's a window in the back of the shop, and like you look through it, and you see on the back side of the raft is a pink Jeep. It does have these like big like exhaust pipes on it though that were not there before.
Interesting. Do you have a sibling or something? I thought you were different before. Is this the same shop?
Honey, I am entirely positive I've never seen you before.
But I thought that was our car.
No, it was your car. Well, your friend's car, anyway.
Did you get it from the last mechanical being we talked to?
I really don't know what you're talking about. It was traded into the shop, and the shop now has it.
Vega is very confused, but just and chooses to move on from confusion.
Vega's like, simply no.
Yeah.
I think not.
I don't think so. If it's all right, I would like to look at your possessions to see if there's something that I can use.
Well, you may not look at my possessions, but you are free to look at my wares.
Vanessa looks around the shop and spots the map to teleporters. And she grabs the map without like even asking and like shoves it in the robot's face. How much for this? What do you need for this?
Oh, excuse you! And Echo slams it down on the counter. Well, this is in fact a teleporter's map, and you're going to need to trade me something that's at least worth, like, a 4 on an arbitrary scale that someone might have created.
If I were to put... Okay, so... So go ahead and roll 4.
Okay.
Well, try to roll 4 in resources.
I will.
Sure try.
Oh god, that is not a 4 at all. Oh no. That is a -2, actually.
Oh.
Okay, so...
We have rich people, and we have a girl who grew up
dirt poor.
She's, like, fully, like, all over twist over here. Just,
Please, sir, can I have this map?
So you realize that any valuables you had, you did not have. Chana and Crow had. So you're kind of just here. And you come to the conclusion, you're not going to be able to get jack fucking shit.
At least not with physical items.
So the situation you now find yourself in is, if you want something from Echo now, you're going to need to get Echo to just give it to you.
Unless.
Or you could kill Echo, you know, that is technically an option, yes.
No, I don't think Vega, like, I don't think she has any, well, maybe, she probably has, like, a hunting knife or something. She's, like, padding her pockets, and she pulls out, like, her, like, weapon that she has, and she, like, looks at it for a moment, looks up at Echo for a moment, but then shakes her head and puts it back. But, anyway.
The only thing you have left is your dignity. You can trade that away. You can beg. You can beg.
Cry a single manly tear.
I will put that on the back burner, but I do have another idea. crying will be plan B.
The Oliver Twist routine, it always works.
Please,
please, okay. I need bread for me, mom.
Oh man. So Vega pats down her pockets. I don't really have much of physical value that I think I can trade with you, but I can do this. And she, like, does, like, you know, just an example of very bright magic in her hands and stuff, and, like, shows that, like, she has magical powers. If there's anything that I could help you with your shop, she looks around the shop, and I imagine it's, like, very disheveled and, like, needs a clean or something.
All right, so I'm going to have you roll rapport.
Roll rapport to kitchen nightmares, this guy's shit.
And Echo will also do that thing.
I don't think I have rapport, but... All right, it's +2.
Okay, well, Echo... Roll... Oh, that's the wrong sheet. It would help if I looked at Echo's sheet. Echo rolled a 6. Basically, Echo is wholly unimpressed by this grubby child.
I'm sorry. Are you suggesting that my shop is anything but pristine and well-kept? I hope that is not what you are insinuating.
I didn't say that out loud. I was just looking around at the shop to see if that would be something that she could do. But,
Oh, very well.
Echo has taken you... having a physical form as an insult.
So I take it, you can't afford the map, yeah?
Vega looks down at probably the only really valuable thing that she has. And she lifts off the necklace that she has around her neck. Can I look at it quick to see, like, how light it is still?
It's probably about a third of how light it gets. So it's on the dimmer side at this point.
Okay. I have this. She holds up her necklace that she has. Would this be enough for the map?
So, Echo will be rolling lore real quick. If I can find that. Okay, Echo. Okay. So Echo You don't instantly recognize this, but you do recognize that it has value, that this is a some sort of like magical focus or storage unit. It is very sellable, is what it comes down to.
Hmm. Well, it's definitely intriguing, I'll give you that. For the map.
For the map. And she looks around here quick, see if there was anything else that could perhaps throw in.
I'll say, with at this point, we're going to roll rapport again. Echo roll the two all in all. And this is a situation where I'd say you can spend a fate point because you've offered a deal. So see if you need it first. See if you need it first.
Okay.
Just got to roll a two.
Yes, I got a two.
You got like exactly a two?
Exactly a two.
Okay, so a tie, success at minor costs. So here's what I'll say. Is Echo will make the trade. However, there's no guarantee that your necklace is still going to be here when you come back. And this does mean that your ability to cast magic is going to be affected.
Mm.
All right, Echo. It's valuable.
It's free. It's ready. No, I know.
Die.
It's just dying. Simply beef it.
Well, if you are absolutely sure that you're willing to part with this, something tells me I'll see you around again. So, I'll see what I can make of it. Take your map.
Okay. And she takes the map. And she looks, she starts handing over the necklace. And as the robot, like, reaches to take it, she almost, like, tries to hold it back, but she eventually, like, drops it.
If I'm able to find something of money, could I find you again?
Oh, the shop is always nearby.
All right. Well, I think that's the only thing that I have to trade, so thank you.
Of course, dear. Anytime.
All right, and she goes on her way, and she has the map of teleportations, and she has to go find the circle.
Oh, so now that you have that, you don't need... You simply know where teleport circles are, and as you look at the map, you realize that if you row back across to the mainland, there's one, like, within half a mile of the shoreline.
Very nice. Vega needs to now track down a boat.
Oh, you still have your boat. Like, you still have the boat that y'all bought from Echo last time.
Oh, this is true. Wait a minute, we have a boat?
Yeah, you have a boat! That's how you got to teammates. You have a boat. Is with your boat.
Yeah. Guys, we need a boat anymore.
We sold the car for the boat. We can get the car back.
The car.
It's true. Mm. But I was thinking of maybe giving the boat back for my necklace. Is there other things on the boat?
The boat is... it's a boat. It's just a boat.
Understandable. Hmm.
So pretty much, if you could roll me drive, if you roll a, if you're like a one, literally like a one or higher, it will be a pretty quick trip, like 30 minutes.
Let's see. Oh. It's like -3. Can I use that fate point?
No.
Rip.
We are in a different situation now.
No, this makes sense. Vega would have no idea.
It's good. Okay, it'll take you about 2 hours to get to the teleport circle. But the thing is, because of the magical knowledge you got from your, like, you know, little, like, situation on the mountain, you do know exactly where you're going when you get to the teleport circle.
Very nice.
So you simply will be like, I want to go to there.
Cool.
And away you go.
And I go, and I'm there now?
And, yep, there. As the world fades away and fades back in, you feel a drop of something cold and wet on your nose. A snowflake. And we're going to go back to Crow and Tana. You've been walking for about 2 hours, 2.5 hours. And the rumbling is now very loud. If you want to roll notice or... Actually, let's roll investigate. Because you're probably more actively looking about.
Have you ever seen a giraffe drinking from a carafe down by the bay?
Have gotten worse and worse rolls every time I've fucking rolled today. That was it is a minus three notice. Or investigate, excuse me.
Your eyes roll back in your head as your brainstem voluntarily, like, detaches after this last fucking verse of Down by the Bay.
So, genuine question, does this song stop? Because it has been 2 hours and you've taken zero breaks.
Oh, do you want a different song?
No, I just, does the song end? Does the song end?
No, song can keep going as long as you want it to. And I have a song in my heart.
Let's play the quiet game. Unless you don't know the game.
Oh, I'm not very good at that game.
Oh, he knows the game.
I could have imagined.
I got a plus three notice.
Okay, with a plus three, you do notice the opening to a large cave. Also note, it is starting to get light out.
Okay, so it is starting to be no longer night.
Correct.
I spaced out for half a second because I was Googling other songs. how far away are we?
You're like 100 meters from it. You're like, you could just dash over there real quick.
Okay. Yes, let us go this way.
Yeah, let's take a stop, and you think that Vega will be able to find us, potentially, maybe? I know we didn't tell her where we were going or what was going to happen, but we've now walked 2 miles away from a teleportation circle, or 2 hours away from a teleportation circle, and now we're holing up in a cave. So I think maybe we should do something. We haven't seen any other signs of life. We should maybe do something, you know, just like a little, like a sign, like, hey,
I have an idea.
People in here. Okay, what's your idea?
Okay, so Crow goes outside. There's, like, the ground is just snow, right?
Yeah, it's like snow over, like, rocky, craggy ground.
Okay. He holds his cask of borscht very sadly. And walks through the snow, pouring it to be an arrow pointing at the cave. Very large arrow.
So you've left an arrow of dark red fluid on the ground.
Pointing to the cave where 2 vampires are? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, 2 vampires and maybe a dragon?
Yep.
He also draws a smiley face. He does a little smiley face next to it.
Amazing. Perfect. Beautiful. All right. I'll make a note of that. That could be very useful to certain peoples later.
So are we just going to wait here then until Vega comes?
I wouldn't count on it, because like I said, we didn't tell her what we were doing. We didn't really have a chance when we were sucked up into that ship.
Can y'all roll notice for me?
Sure, I'll notice. See if this I get a true minus
time.
4. Got a 1!
You got a 1? A whole 1?
Got a 1!
I got a 2.
A 2. Okay. Perfect. That'll do it. Okay, yeah. I rolled a negative 3. So, you hear like a scraping, dragging noise coming from inside the like deeper in the cave, and see wisps of smoke start to like drift along the ground.
Wow, that is so interesting. And we have already poured the bush into an arrow that goes to this cave, so...
And then you start to hear heavy footsteps. And where are y'all in position, in relation to the opening of the cave?
I think I'm right at the mouth. Like, I'm definitely in the cave, but I'm right at the mouth.
Yeah, I think Crow is, like, also near the mouth of the cave.
Okay, then I'm gonna have you both roll athletics for me real quick.
I have my gun.
Do you have your gun?
Bro, do you think a gun could fight a dragon?
I mean,
I don't know.
Another 1. I got another 1.
I also got a 1.
Okay, actually, so good news. The dragon got a 1.
Oh my god.
John Jacob Jiglheimerschmidt! His name is my name, too!
So y'all see the claws coming out of the cave in time to take, like, a stumbling step backwards as the talons of a dragon's, like, foreleg crash into the front of the cave. And a long serpentine neck raising, probably, like, about 20 feet above you. You see the head of a white dragon with black streaks of scales going down its face and back down its neck, towering over you, smoke billowing from its nostrils.
So that song is actually just for fun. My name is not John Jacob Jingleheimerschmidt. It is actually Crow.
You will have to excuse my companion. My name is Tana. I'm from Renga. We both are. We mean you no harm. It's a long story. Forgive me for intruding in what I assume is your home.
It, like, chuckles and, like, the smoke, like, puffs as it does. Shek Nakra Korengis. Ebe.
Do I know this?
Roll lore.
Yes!
I lean over to Crow. I'm like, did you get that? You're smart, right? You're smart?
That was really bad. Can I re-roll it? Can I use a fate point to re-roll?
What do you think? Let's see. Let's look at your character sheet real quick. Because you do need to be able to, like, you know, justify that.
Crow knows things. It's my autism.
Autism. I can't see it.
Can you use autism?
Yes, you can. Next question.
Okay, you do have your stunt, Historian's Hunch, which is add a +2 to a lore roll, but if that's not... Oh, what did you roll? What did you roll?
Oh, I got 2 1s and 2 2s. It was not good. I would gotten a minus number with my lore.
Okay. We have established that you know a lot about language, but we've specifically established you know a lot about extraterrestrial language. And this is a dragon. This is a child of, you know, Sinteros.
I never said I don't know a lot about others.
No,
I don't think that's an argument you can make here, Bestu.
Hear me out. Crow at one point, now imagine this, 7 years old, autistic child.
Oh, he had the dragonology book.
That's actually a really solid argument, though.
Okay. You know what? Fuck it. We're on a rock spinning through space. Pay a fate point and re-roll.
That is significantly better. Okay.
Autism
That's
wins.
A 5.
Oh my
it's
god,
a 5?
Look
at that.
Yeah. If I use Historian's Hunch, then it's a 7. But
I mean, true, but a 5 will do it. A 5 will do it and then some. So yes, you understand what the dragon is saying. The dragon is saying... Oh, little children of Renga. I'm disinterested in what you creatures have for me.
Okay, I'm writing down in my notes the dragon thing for cringe.
Yeah.
Cringe dragon.
We do apologize for our intrusion. We are seeking your help, if at all possible.
Alright, roll a rapport.
Can I give help on the rapport?
Yes, please do.
Okay.
So that gives me a +1.
Yep.
That's a 6, baby!
So I high-fived myself.
Amazing. Okay. Rolly roll. Oh, the dragon rolled a 1 total. Okay. Sepak Nai. And what you understand is, you think it's what do you need the help of a dragon? It might have been what do you need the help of me? They don't appear to be separate words there.
Do you read Universal Relay? Can I show you my notes?
It lowers its head. So it's at eye level. Like, its head is at eye level with you now.
Crow holds out his notebook and his handwriting is shit.
Doctor's.
I think that's kind of obvious from the everything about him. But his handwriting is bad. But it's legible enough. And he shows the dragon the notes that he took the first day when they were investigating the encampment, and the cipher that he decoded with the things that they have to investigate. And he's like,
there are a number of people from this planet who have been persuaded into siding with an extraterrestrial god of sorts to, quote-unquote, help bring Sinteras back to what it once was. And also they are polluting everything and dumping their trash places where it shouldn't go. And according to these notes, there's something to do. I don't know what. But they mention a dragon, and we were hoping you might be able to help us stop that.
Roll report for me one more time.
Oh, this is not going to go as well. Okay.
Tana can still help.
3.
With the plus one?
Yeah, it gets me 2 or 3.
Oh, okay. I also rolled a 3 all in all. It looks over your notes and looks at both of you. Like, it swings its head around and gets close to Tana. And then got close to Crow. And it takes a step out of the cave and raises back to its height. It seems like it's almost like lounging back, like it's very like it's relaxed. So, little children of Renga. And it speaks to you in like universal relay now. You think some great threat from beyond the stars will come back to us now? After all this time?
I mean, we were just there, so...
And you think it's a threat to even such as me?
Well, we don't know, but not all of the people on Sinteras are as powerful as one such as you.
This is true. How important is this to you?
Extremely.
Very, very important. It's my purpose.
Your purpose? So nothing matters more.
Nothing matters more.
And it looks at both of you again and then goes, prove it. Give me what matters next most. Smoke blows out of their nose again and sort of like encircles you. And I'm going to need you both to roll physique for me real quick to, if you want to, if you'd like to roll physique to avoid breathing in the smoke.
I'll try.
Yeah, I'll try, but not hard. I got a 1.
I got a 2.
Yep, 1 won't do it.
What about a 2?
A 2 will not do it. Dragon rolled a 3.
Where the flat?
All right, so you both breathe in the smoke and...
No, wait. Is it still nighttime?
It is not still nighttime. No, we did just establish the sun is coming up.
That was worth a shot. Okay.
No, yeah, that was a fair question. So you read this book, and like you expect to start like hacking and choking, but neither of you do. Instead, you feel start having like these like out of body experience.
Yeah, hold on, wait. Neither one of us breathes.
Wait a minute.
So yeah, if you're not, you are. But your respiratory system is still there. Like it can still get in your body.
That's
the important part here. Not whether it's replacing, and not whether it's replacing oxygen, but whether it could like get into you. You breathe, quote unquote, in this smoke, and you both have this moment where like you feel like you are looking at yourself from the outside, almost like in a mirror. But instead of just perceiving your physical form, you are perceiving almost all aspects of yourself. Things you admire about yourself, things you dislike about yourself. So not only your physical possessions, but your traits, your abilities, the things you love, your memories. And you come to the understanding that what the dragon is asking for is for you to choose something to give up about yourself.
Interesting.
And what this is going to translate into mechanically is you can give up a physical thing that we've established that you have, or you can take a -1 hit to a skill.
So what you're saying is I can't give up, like, my IBS or something.
Right, you do need to give up something that you value.
Aw, right. Damn it.
Crow will give up some of his magic.
Okay, so Crow will take a -1 to magic, which will bring your overall magic to just +1, right?
Yes. It's his only connection still to his family. There are people in there that he does care about, but he'll make that sacrifice.
Okay.
I also want to give up a family thing. It would mostly be role play as opposed to mechanical, if that's all right.
Yeah, because I mean, like, in Fate, like, the roleplay choices can, you know, cause mechanical effects.
Yeah, so I think Hana gives up. She gives up being her parents' daughter.
Whoa.
She's not giving up, like, being a leader, but she's giving up sort of this legacy, if that makes sense.
All right, what I'm writing down just for, like, short-term hand here is Heir of Nothing.
Oh, I like that.
You still have all the abilities. Like, you still have, like, you know, like, the bonus you have to rapport in diplomatic settings. That's still there. Mm-hmm. You still have your gun, like, your stuff. You still have all these things you've learned and gained in all of your memories. But you do know that if you go home, your people will not know you.
Right.
Are you cool with that?
I think I am cool with that. I think I like that.
As soon as you've, like, made your decisions, you feel like you're back in your own bodies, looking at the dragon again. And the dragon appears impressed and concerned. I believe you. I believe you very, very much. I do not leave the North. My clutch, my people, don't leave the North. The world is too small for things as grand as us. But I can give you a piece of us to take. And they swoop their head back around, and at, like, the joint where their neck becomes their body, they grab onto one of their scales with their teeth, and they rip it out.
Ouchie.
And they hold it there for a bit after they rip it out, and you can see that as they hold it there, the, like, blood from this cut that they've given themselves gets on it, and then seems to, like, disappear as soon as they drop that scale away from their body at your feet. It's about a 1 foot by 4 inches wide scale. The edges are smooth and round, but the point is very sharp. And Crow, could you give me a lore roll? Tana can as well, but like, I'm guessing that Crow will get the better thing going on here.
Yeah. Two. They're looking up.
Okay. I'm gonna use Historian Touch to make that a 6.
Okay. With a 6, Crow, you've read about, like, the magical properties of dragon scales and dragon blood, and know that this can be used to give yourself a draconic trait for, like, 24 hours. Like, up to 3 people, like, a draconic trait for, like, 24 hours. So that could be the ability to fly, the ability to breathe fire. The dragon has a plus three to magic, so you could use add an additional +3 to magic.
Do you use it to get big? Like, dragons are big. Could we use it to get big?
Yes. I'm going to say yes.
Awesome.
However, oh, you also boy. Know that this is not like a static object where you get this forever. It can be used up to 3 times, and then it will lose its potency. So, mm-hmm. like, the whole party could use it all together once. You each could take turns over different 24-hour periods. But you get 3 uses out of this thing.
We thank you very much for your aid. And
yes.
Hope that we will not have to bother you again in the future.
I think you are forced to bother me some bit longer. There is no clouds. Do you intend to stay in the sun all day, little children?
Ooh, probably not.
It just, like, smirks and, like, swoops its head back around and disappears deep into the cave, leaving the front area of the cave empty and dark.
Do we assume that was an invitation in?
Roll empathy. Like a 2.
I got a 3.
I got a 2.
Yeah, you're pretty sure that was an invitation in.
Right. yeah, I enter.
All right.
Baby shark, do, baby shark.
Not now. The dragon invited us in.
As you sit in the cool darkness and pray that the dragon's hospitality is not rescinded because of how someone is.
He's doing his best.
The sun rises and warms the cold tundra as Vega trudges forward, following the magical path seen only by her. And eventually she comes upon a funny sight. A giant arrow of red liquid in the snow with a smiley face, pointing to the opening of a cave.
Should have written, definitely not a trap.
Oh, I didn't have that much borscht.
You guys did consume some of the borscht.
Megan looks at these symbols very skeptically. I don't think she knows what a smiley face looks like. So
I have to hope that you can like that you can intuit that that's supposed to look like a face.
Yeah, perhaps. But she bends down and like because she's like this some weird red liquid substance. Is this blood? And she wants to bend down and like sniff at it.
Yeah, roll investigate.
The plus one.
It's not blood. You don't know what it is, but it's not blood.
It's just on the snow, right?
Yeah, it's just on the snow.
Okay. She grabs a bit of the snow covered, the red snow covered stuff and puts it in her mouth.
Point, it mostly just tastes like snow. Maybe a little bit earthy. I'm sure Tana's had beets. She just had some beets. But no, Vega has probably not had this before. So like, you don't have a point of comparison. But it's not blood.
Not blood. Okay. Well, Vega takes a look at the arrow symbol and sees the cave that is up ahead and figures, why not? My friends are vampires, so might as well.
As you approach the cave, the magical presence that's been guiding you fades away. And as you peek in, your eyes adjust to the dark, you see two figures hanging out in the cave. And for Tana and Crow, you see a humanoid figure darken the door of the cave.
Vega?
Vega, how lovely to see you! Are you all right?
She wants to
give her... Can I hug?
Yeah, she does. She wants to
Vega hugs. Or Tana hugs Vega.
Vega is just like, I'm so glad I found you. The sky people took you in. I didn't know.
We're all right. We'll fill you in on everything that happened. Is everyone all right back on teammate?
Everyone is fine. They helped me figure out where you guys were. They helped me go back up to the mountain to look for you, but we couldn't find you, but instead used our magic and I had a vision of this place and a dragon.
Yes, we've just spoken with the dragon. They're very lovely. I let my manners get away from me. We did not get their name.
Crow, why don't you roll lore for me real quick?
Ooh, I love doing that. That's a hot and sexy 4.
You realize, and you didn't realize this at the time, so you were just like letting your manners get away from you? But lucky for you, you remember that dragons don't have a naming tradition the way that a lot of other sentient beings do. Dragons think of themselves as dragon.
Right, you said there was no difference between the word for dragon and the word for me.
So the dragons are communists.
Correct.
Got it.
Our pronouns.
Communist dragons. I gotta put that in the...
Our pronouns dragons are we, us.
Yeah, the royal
comrade. Way.
Dragons are comrades. Putting that in the Dragon Lore chat.
Heck yeah.
I see. Okay.
So, how was your travel? How did you get here from Dime? Because we got teleported by the spacecraft.
I was also able to find a teleport. I ran into a version of the robots. Person that we've met before. I found their shop and they gave me this. Vega shows the map of the teleportation circles that she had gotten from the shop. I didn't have anything with me though, and I had to give away my magic. I found you guys again. That's what matters. Besides, I could go back home and get a new one. I need to go back home soon anyway.
Is home where? Is that where we first met?
Yes. We have to go back to the deep.
Let's go.
Let us use this map to make our way back there and we can get your magic back. And oh, Tana, that's where your family lives.
I don't know if I would be welcomed back home.
I understand how that feels. I am not welcome in my home either. But you carry yourself with such an air of dignity and as if you demand respect, I'm sure even if they do not know you, they will see you as someone to follow.
I would hope so.
I would follow you to the ends of Sinteros, and that is not just because I owe you a great debt.
You already have...
I love this little boy.
The ridge.
You owe me no debt. Crow. We hang out because we're friends. You know that, right? We're friends?
Yes, Vega's but I also am... Two.
Vega, I'm you're also our friend.
I am apologizing.
We're a group of three friends.
Yes. Okay,
we're a group yes. of three friends.
We are a group of three friends, however, I do... intrinsically view myself as your inferior as a result of the actions of my cousin Luke.
I mean, what can you do, you know? What can you do?
Beg and grovel for your forgiveness constantly.
You don't have to do that.
Oh, Crow, you sweet summer child.
Have you ever seen a newt playing a lute down by the bay?
Okay, I'm going to assume you eventually make your way back to that teleport.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to follow it to, like, a teleport circle near the deep?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we're going right. back to where we were, yeah.
As the teleport circle activates and you begin to get whisked away, you all hear, and like the noise gets dramatically cut off halfway through as you stop being here. But before you go, you all hear a screeching roar so loud, it seems like it might shake the mountains down. And then you're gone.